Newsbreak podcast.
After the 4-day visit of the NWC here in the province, the ANC's Secretary General, Fikile Mbalula, briefed the media on some of the concerns that they have that they've uncovered. He also, alluded to the fact that they will be adding up some of the national leaders to come and assist the province as they prepare, for general elections next year. Also, the fact that the issue of the school nutrition debacle that has, made headlines in the last 2 months, the ANC is concerned about it. And also, Mbalula is saying that they believe that heads are supposed to roll in this issue within the Department of Education.
And to deal with some of the challenges within the province, Mbalula has announced a deployment of additional NEC members to KZN.
Indeed. However, he did not go into names of those people that are going to be deployed in the province. However, he said that also within the space of 2 weeks, the NWC is going to come back to the province of KwaZulu-Natal also to see if the PEC was able to implement some of the things that they pick up within the space of the 2 weeks.
Nonkululeko, at the ANC's NEC, one could pick up that members in KwaZulu-Natal were not particularly happy with the party's leadership. What are analysts saying about the visit and how that will now help with regaining the trust and rebuilding that relationship with members in KwaZulu-Natal?
We spoke to Professor Mpegi Mngomezulu, a political analyst, to look at the fact that was it necessary for the entire NWC to descend to KwaZulu-Natal. According to Mngomezulu, he says that this is an indication that the ANC is worried about what is happening in KZN, hence it fits that they descend into the province. And also you'd remember that they were spread out in all the 11 regions of the ANC. However, he says that if the ANC is serious about winning next year's elections, they need, KZN to have a strong ANC in KZN.
Did he mention what could be the core issues within the province?
Mngomezulu alluded to the fact that what is seemingly a cancer within the ANC is the issue of factions. He says that the ANC is not able to unite itself after elective conferences. He says that even the issue of certain MECs and ministers at a national level, should they be seen, failing to deliver on their mandates, if those people are seemingly on a right, he called it a right faction of the ANC, the party is seemingly reluctant to take steps against those people. He says that this is what has led, for the ANC to find itself in this situation they are faced with. However, he also alluded that adding people coming from national leadership to assist the ANC in running its day-to-day business is not going to make a huge impact if the ANC is failing to deliver the services to the people of KwaZulu-Natal.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.